Steve Rinella is fast becoming the name in hunting. He's got a show on Netflix, a podcast, and some of his YouTube videos have received more than 1 million views. But when it comes to tackling public lands, he says the issue is at a crossroads.
There's sort of this existential kind of question that we're grappling with right now, and it's become a partisan issue. Is our federally managed public lands, like, legitimate? You know, this question of, like, are they a good thing? And I think that a lot of people, you know, a lot of outdoorsmen, just sort of accept at face value that public lands are great and we love public lands. But there are people in the political space who question, is this the role the federal government should have? Or, you know, is there a legitimacy to public lands? And so there's been movement to privatize public lands, to take federally managed public lands and move them over to state management, or, you know, give them to the states. And so, you know, we're having this like this existential debate. And at the same time, we're also having a debate around to what degree are we comfortable exploiting and in some cases industrializing our public lands.
Right. As you kind of said, you know, the argument has shifted from privatizing federally managed public lands. At what extent do we protect these public lands from resource extraction? And so, you know, under the Trump administration, we've seen a record number of oil and gas lease sales. And we've also seen some national monuments shrink, you know, essentially easing those protections on public lands to make it easier for oil and for resource extraction. Where do you land on the shrinking of places like Grand Staircase, Escalante, and Bears Ears National Monument here in Utah?
You know, on the issue of the monuments, man, from my perspective, and this is just like, you know, speaking as me, like as a hunter and angler, from my perspective, I see it as a really complex situation that it's hard for me to speak about it with a ton of certainty in any way, because there was a narrative when the Trump administration shrunk the monument, there was this narrative that your public lands had been stolen from you, but nothing. No ownership changed hands in the shrinking of the monuments. We were talking about public lands that remained public. There was no shifting. There was no selling off or shifting. But you know, all in all things considered, I was disappointed by the decision to shrink the monuments, because I feel that the number one threat that faces the lifestyle that I'm involved in, that faces, you know, the number one threat facing the economy that I'm involved in is a loss of habitat. And I think that when we look back 100 years from now, we will see the story of American wildlife kind of hinged on this idea of how much acreage, how many square miles of habitat did we protect for wildlife to exist. And that's the thing that worries me.
Last year, we saw a lot of kind of these big public lands oriented bills fail in Congress. Do you think that Congress is taking these seriously enough? Or should I say, do you think that, you know, something like the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which essentially takes money from oil and gas resource extraction and pumps it into conservation projects, do you think that that's going to pass this year? Or do you have hope that it will?
Yeah, it's been very frustrating to watch the Land and Water Conservation Fund sit in limbo for such a long period of time. But most people in my space remain very confident that we're going to get there, and hopefully we're going to get there soon. You know, it has widespread bipartisan support. There's just, like, been some snags in getting it through. But, yeah, I think there's very strong support and a lot of optimism that it's going to come through.